This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation, seriously. You can't just sit there with your finger in your nose and really not paying attention. And kind of paying attention. It's like we do with the DNC. We kind of watch, we kind of don't watch. You know, it does. And look, I felt the same way about some of the people speaking to the RNC. Though they're like totally one way here. The only difference, though, what I see missing big time from the DNC is there's no talk about saving, securing this country. Because they don't think anything wrong. You know, you heard Elizabeth Warren. There's nothing wrong. We're just as great as we've always been. Except they can't stand us in the Middle East. We have less allies in the Middle East. We have less allies in Europe. We're not trusted anymore. I don't care what they say, because they've been lying to us all this time. Right? And when are you going to figure that out? What's it going to take? You know, you guys have been voting Dems for years. Dem, da, da, dem, dem, dem. And you keep listening to what they tell you. And in your cities like Detroit and Miami and D.C. and Chicago, you've got nothing but pain, sorrow, killing, and the places are falling apart. You get a group of legislators all over the place, elected officials that are going to jail for corruption, and you still think that the core group of Democrats are part of the 12 apostles that came from Christ. I don't know how you do it. If Corey, you see, Corey helps me relieve some of this pressure. If Corey was on today, he'd be telling you the same thing. That mad black man from Baltimore, which is kind of what we refer to him as, he loves it. It's fine. See, I don't care what you think, even though some of you have written me and told me it's wrong. It's not wrong if he's okay with it. He would call himself that if I wasn't doing it. What am I supposed to say? I'm sorry. Susie from Milwaukee says we shouldn't call you that. Makes her feel bad. He feels fine with it. Tune out. I'm glad I got that off my chest. Anyway, here's a good one. So apparently, some of the libs are going out of their minds. Well, some of them are already out of their minds. They're just going further out, way out in the desert. And I don't see, this is what I tell my friends all the time. Why do we let them? We should never let them get away with this. They twist, tweak, and lie about history to try to make themselves look better. And it's all such a lie. They said the liberals ended slavery and got women and African Americans the right to vote. That's right. let me see. What's that group? Occupy Democrats. I know they're all stoned, but that's beside the point. But it's out there. And people are reposting it. You are fools if you repost lies. Listen. They get on my case all the time, telling me, "Oh, you don't post anything that's true." And then they post this stuff on their websites. I mean, on their Facebook pages. Liberals created Social Security and lifted millions of elderly people out of the poverty. Liberals passed the Civil Rights Act, Voting Rights Act, the Clean Air Act, and the Clean Water Act, and created Medicare. according to them. Republicans opposed all of those. Now, I want you to know, I'm going to be a little fair about this. I have to figure this, that the liberal loon who wrote this either had smoked too much crack or too much weed that day. He just can't find the truth with both hands. It was the Republican Party who literally went to war to free the slaves. Remember that? Hundreds of thousands of men died to do one thing, so blacks could be free. Yeah, the North, the whiteys, the Yankees. The Democrats were fighting against Republicans who wanted to keep slaves. Can you not get that straight? Can you not do? And you can't just look at a liberal history book and find that, because you won't find it, because the party switched places, you know. It was Republicans who fought for the blacks and the women to have rights to vote, not Democrats. They didn't want either. They didn't even want to teach you guys to read. Come on, think about it. They didn't want to teach you guys. Was Jim Crow a Republican? No. Frederick Douglass. I'm sorry, from Frederick Douglass Republican. This is from the website. Though both the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965 were signed into law under Democrat President Lyndon Johnson, it was the Republicans in Congress who made it possible in both cases, not to overlook the fact that the heart of both bills came from the work of Republican President Dwight Eisenhower. Johnson didn't want to sign these bills, but he said the blacks were getting a little uppity. They was having a lot of power in a lot of places. Right? He was even complaining that there were places in Texas where there were more black voters than there were white voters. So if we didn't give them something, we were going to be in a lot of trouble. Isn't that a great way to govern? How do we hook those people? Let me think about that. In the 108th Congress, where Republicans proposed a permanent extension of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, it was opposed by the Congressional Black Caucus, who were all Democrats. Or only of Democrats, I'm sorry. Now, the Clean Air Act was originally put into place by the Republican President Dwight Eisenhower. This legislation was to study air pollution. When Dems have put it into place following that over the years, it was to kill jobs. That's all it actually really did. I got a whole bunch of this stuff that you need to see, you need to get informed, or else I'm coming to your house. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
The mountain is high, the valley is low. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. DNC Night 2, or as I've been lovingly calling it, Fright Night Returns. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you. I saw, you know, I was, again, some of you know I have the TV off to the left of me, so I'm catching what's happening out of the corner of my eye. And I saw Bill Clinton up there a little while ago, and during the commercials I turn it on so I can kind of catch bits and pieces of it. And, you know, it was a history lesson on how they met. It's a love story. You know, on how the two of them got together and met, and how she came over. And, boy, she put him in his place from day one, right? Walking over to him in the library. Anyway, and then the lies. At one point, he said, "I'm going to go back and grab his speech later on." And at one point, he talked about the lies that you heard of the Republican. Oh, no, he didn't actually call it the Republicans. He said, "Very different message you're hearing here than you heard from the Republicans. One was all lies, and one was all truth." And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, he's right. It's the only thing he said that was true the whole time he gave the speech. So we'll have a little bit more on that tomorrow, I promise you. Because it's just, that's like taunting me, and I'm not going to let him get away with it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You are listening on GCN Live. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, find the stations, times, all that fun stuff. I've got a guest I love having on from time to time with me, John Hancock. Yes, John Hancock joins me here on the show, and John has his own show, and he's got quite a bit of writings out there. John, thanks for joining me tonight.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me on again. Hey, it's a pleasure.
Before we forget, tell people where they can hear you and also about your latest book and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I have two books, both bestsellers, Liberty Inherited and Liberty and Prosperity. They're both available on Amazon. And then I'm taking a break because I had some illnesses and stuff. But normally you can hear me. It's on the Unite IE radio program on KTIE AM 590. You can find that on the internet too. It's a over-the-air radio show, but they have archives and stuff. And we just cover local and global politics or national politics for an hour every week. So they can listen there.
Well, yeah, very cool. And again, check up on John. Check out his books. And we also, I don't think we have them listed yet, but we'll have them listed in our Amazon bookstore when we get a chance. Usually when we have a guest, you might find one up there. But anyway, I want to get to the story of the day, the story of the last 2 days. John, you know, what I love about, I don't know if you've been following the DNC. I'm watching some of the stuff happening on the outside. I don't know if you saw that Geraldo got water thrown at him today. He was told he wasn't welcome there at the event. You know, same thing with some of the other more conservative reporters. The thing that's funny about Geraldo, in essence, for all intents and purposes, he's one of them, right?
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, I watched just about 80% of it yesterday, and then unfortunately I haven't been able to watch all of today, but I've been catching little bits here and there. And the whole thing is absolutely amazing. Like you said, they're turning on their own, and to a degree, I mean, you know, the Republican one, we had the one episode, and everybody can argue about whether Ted Cruz did the right thing or not, but that was really the only bump in the road.
Right.
Throughout the whole thing. And here, you know, I was reading where, up to 700 Bernie delegates walked out today, leaving large gaps in the meeting.
Yeah.
They have a problem because we didn't, the Cruz people didn't do that.
No.
You know, they stayed there and participated in the whole conference. Even though there was fear that they would do that, but they didn't. And so the unity problem is on the other side.
Well, but you got to give these guys, these Bernie guys, credit because they're not, let's be honest about it, they're not Bernie guys, okay? They're sold out to the cause. They're willing to take the cause, and Bernie was their leader. Now,
right.
Bernie has, for all intents and purposes, he's betrayed them because he stepped aside. Now he's telling them to vote for the person that he was just telling them how bad she was. They're getting a real taste of politics. And now they're left leaderless, and they're sitting there going, well, we don't want any part of this. So I really feel bad for them because a lot of them were young people, John, that were getting their first taste of politics, and they got bit bad, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I saw one interview I think AP did with her, and there was a video, and, I mean, she was completely in tears. She broke down.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, they spotted her because she was in her seat crying uncontrollably. And they were asking her, and she, you know, to them, he is the perfect candidate, and you know, she is the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's corporate, you know, she's a Wall Street player. You know, everything that they're against. So they don't have much of a choice, and I don't know where they're going to go. I know Trump is reaching out to them. I don't know how much he will be able to do, but. I think as much as we have a divide on our party, whether the never Trump people or, you know, the Cruz people are going to vote for Trump or not, I think in the end, if it really makes a difference, most conservatives will push the button for Trump. But I'm not sure if the Bernie people will. I think they'll let her go down in flames before they might not vote for Trump, but they're not going to vote for her.
Well, see, look, you and I, you know, I mean, we watch what goes on Facebook and other places, out from within the party, and I sit here and watch it, and I say, come on, even you long-timers, you know this. You know that, look, if you don't vote, I always say, if you don't vote for Trump, it's a vote for Hillary. And I go, oh, don't give me that crap.
Right.
Well, it is, because if you vote for Trump and some other yo-ho votes for Hillary, you negate their vote. That's what I try to explain to people. You're negating, you're fighting back, you're striking a blow for a blow. If you stay home and don't vote, her vote stands. You let that vote stand. And that's what's going to happen with the Bernie people. A lot of them are going to be so disenchanted, so upset, that I'm believing they're going to stay home and not vote. I think all those people that are hardcore Cruz people on our side, I think at some point in time they're going to be sitting on the couch and go, I can't let Hillary get in. I just can't.
Right, exactly. Or, you know, they go, they say, okay, I'm going to go vote for the other people on the ticket. I'm not going to vote for president. But they're going to end up voting for president. And they'll probably vote for Trump, especially if they live in a state where it really matters, a swing state.
Right.
You know, where every vote counts. And I think they're going to do the right thing. But, you know, like I said, I'm looking at this girl. And she was pretty much a girl. I mean, she was in her, you know, probably just barely able to vote. She's crying. Now, I can't think of anybody on even the Cruz or Trump that's that emotionally wrapped up into a candidate. You know, and that's something that we've, you know, people, and I get this because I was a Cruz supporter, and I get this, well, your guy lost. I go, it's not about my guy. I really don't care whether it's Cruz or someone else carrying the banner. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not invested in the man.
Right.
You know, but these people, like Obama back in 2008, 2012, 2008 was the main one, these people are they have an emotional attachment to their candidates, almost that borders on idolatry. I mean, they just...
I agree.
You know, it's just beyond me. And you know, it's interesting. I have a cousin, lives in Washington, complete liberal, and the only thing that we could talk about is neither one of us liked Hillary.
Hey, John, you got to hold that thought. We got to go for a break. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. More with John Hancock right after this. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. We're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Texting, tweeting. No, please, no tweaking. Not on this show, anyway. Texting, tweaking, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you do want to be involved in the conversation. And again, if you do head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can hit the station list up there, too. There is a lot going on up there. Why? I still haven't figured out why you people. Yes, I said you people. I know some of you get mad when I do that, but I still don't understand why you want to watch live. This obsession with watching radio is totally beyond me. And maybe I'm just too dull to figure it out. But if you're trying to listen, we got a gazillion ways. If you head over to the website, there's a gazillion ways to listen. You know, we're on Spreaker and Blog Talk. We have our own Listen Live channel. You can head over to iTunes. I don't know. Again, a gazillion ways to check it out and get involved. Anyhow, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room. I want to bring my guest back on. John Hancock joins me, a radio show host in his own right. He's also written two books, and I always enjoy having him on the show with me. Again, John, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, always fun here. So, did I tell you somebody reminded me of a segment. They want me to get your take on this. It's pick on DNC night, I guess, or whatever. But you know,
there's a lot to pick on.
There's you know, you can really pick on a lot of little things that they're throwing out there. Like one of the things is they're always pushing down our throats about equality and, you know, transgender rights and gay rights and lesbian rights and all this other rights, equality. And what do they have? They have one all-gender restroom at their event. And
right.
It's right across from the press corps. So they want to make sure the press corps saw it. And it's really even, it's a woman's room, right? Pick on the women. It was a woman's room turned into an all-gender restroom. Not a transgender restroom. Not a, hey, use whatever bathroom you identify with, because we couldn't have that now, could we? Isn't that like the height of hypocrisy, John?
Yeah, you know, and some of these things are just, you know, I watch some of these things that they bring out, these issues, and I'm like, you know, where does this stuff come from? And it's obviously only designed to continue to split us further apart. I mean, that seems to be what the whole Democrat plan is to keep dividing Americans from each other and gaining power that way, you know, and it's creating a hostile environment. I mean, one of the things I noticed when they were coming on, especially yesterday, how many of them, I don't know why they felt compelled to start their speeches in Spanish. And I'm sitting there going, oh, well, okay, well, if you're inclusive and you're going to add another language other than English, well, what about Polish? What about, you know, what about the Polish-speaking people? What about the Chinese-speaking people? Don't they deserve to be recognized too? You know, how about Swahili? You know, I mean, it's like...
Hey, you're being a little racist here. What about Italians?
Yeah, Italian, you know, but, I mean, it's like, what? So are the Spanish speakers the only immigrants here?
Yeah.
You know? Sorry about that. You know, are we don't have anybody else? So it's like just this constant hypocrisy on their part that they do. You know, and going back to this Bernie thing, when I was talking about the girl crying, you know, the worst part is that they know the Democrat Party stole whatever, or, you know, that Bernie never had a chance in the beginning. That came out in the emails.
Right.
You know, and this whole thing, and I was mentioning my cousin that lives up in Washington, the big liberal, I mentioned this superdelegate thing to her. I'm like, how can you say you're for democracy and you have this superdelegate thing going on that basically overrides the will of the people?
Right. Oh, yeah.
She had
it before she even went for the first vote. She had
right.
all the superdelegates. And there was no way he was going to get them. She's had those tied up for years.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, it would have been interesting. You know, I think he could have had a good chance of winning the nomination if they didn't have the superdelegates and they weren't doing, you know, trying to rig the elections like the emails are showing us.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And,
yep.
You know, and so this is worse than the Cruz thing. I mean, they know, you know, Trump won fair and square.
Right,
but they know that this election was robbed from them.
Well, you know,
and I think that's going to make it harder for them to come back to the fold.
Well, I do too. I'm 100% agreeing with you. Look at again, you had all these poor young people who
right.
you know, their first shot at electing a president, getting involved in the process, and you know, when you work hard at something and you lose, and I know this sounds terrible, but you lose fair and square. You almost can feel better about that. You know, I worked hard. Maybe if I do this next time or we do this, we can win this thing. You don't feel like it's been stolen from you. There's not this sense of loss that you can't close the door on. But when things have been stolen from you, I mean, I don't know how true some of these stories are, but I also read that there are almost 1 million ballots that were Bernie-centric that were found, that were never
right.
counted. You know, not that it would have changed the outcome of the race. We're not looking to do that. But what we're saying is, fair is fair. When you do stuff
right.
like this, they want to get out of the process, right?
Right, and it just shows how basically whether it's voter fraud in a general election or rigging a primary election, the Democrat Party does not care about democracy, does not care about the will of the people. They're going to do whatever they have to do to get who they want into the position that they want them to be in. And it goes on and on. You know, I think this is why Dinesh D'Souza's movie, Hillary's America, you know, it shows that it is a racket. The whole thing's a racket.
Now, you are a history aficionado. That I do know about you. When you saw that movie, now, I said to my wife, it's funny. There were people saying, wow, I didn't know this, I didn't know that. From doing the show, I probably knew about 85% of what I saw. You know, in the movie. So about 85% was no surprise to me. Was there anything in the movie for a guy like you that you went, wow, there's something new I never knew before?
Well, there was two things. There was one that kind of reconfirmed what I wrote in my first book, Liberty Inherited, that the women's rights movement, the suffragettes, were, I wasn't sure if they were necessarily Republican, but they were classical liberals. Which meant they were for limited government, individual freedom, private property. You know, basically what the Republican Party traditionally stood for. So that's why the progressives took the liberal name and they claimed that for themselves. But what was interesting is looking at the Civil War as not just a struggle north and south, which it was geographically, but really it was a political struggle between the anti-slavery Republicans and the pro-slavery Democrats. And that struck me because, you know, If it was north and south, then how did you end up getting brother against brother? Unless you lived right on the Dixie line, but you know, and had babies there. But you know, how was it? Why, you know, if it's strictly north and south, why would a southerner go north to fight, and why would a northerner go south to fight?
That's a good point.
You know, that doesn't make sense. But this, if it's based on political reasons, you know, ideology, then that makes sense.
Yeah. No. I agree.
So to me, that was a big clarification. That made me see the whole Civil War in a different way.
Yeah, and it did for me too in a big way, because I was looking at that thinking to myself, you know, there are a lot of things quote unquote being fought for, and I know that Abraham Lincoln. That's
right.
What I was, you know, I'm envisioning Dinesh switching those signs out, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right? Abraham Lincoln's a great Democrat.
Right,
yeah.
And then, yeah. You know, and then putting, well, you know, they're hoping if they push it long enough, they say it long enough, somebody will write it in a book somewhere, and 50 years from now, when you and I are worm food somewhere, they're going to go, yeah, you know, Lincoln was a Democrat. Because, you know, you see a lot of that happen where history has changed, and it's like, oops, we'll catch up in the next book, and they never actually do.
No, and there's that plaque at a university, I can't remember which one, that has Abraham Lincoln Democrat, and they refuse to change it.
Oh yeah, it's in a building in it's on the side of a historic building in downtown Chicago, and you're right. It's amazing to me that we let them get away with that. I wouldn't care if they refused to change it. If I was younger, I'd show up there. I'd have another plaque made in the middle of the night. I'd change it out. You know, I'm so tired of this stuff. I'm so tired. We've allowed them to let this happen, John. We've allowed them because we haven't spoke up in the past, and it's still a handful of people willing to fight. We're not going to get this country back until we start thinking like our founding fathers. Sorry to leave you on that, but we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a second.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back, and you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. You give me. I try not to bring you junk. Crazy, stupid stories. Well, actually, I can't help bringing you crazy stories. They're just out there. You know, I mean, can't step anywhere without finding one. But I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get right back to my guest. John Hancock joins me. He's an author and also a talk show host, and I always enjoy... I don't know whether to call you a historian. Compared to what I know, you're a professor, for God's sakes. So I do appreciate the time you spend with me, John, and thanks for being with me tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. So I just want to get right back to this stuff. I mean, I'm going to start charging to keep the mic hot off. You know, when we're on the commercial breaks, because it's some of the best conversations happen then. And you know, one of the things we're talking about, our kids just don't know the real history. They're with left-leaning teachers and professors all day long, and you tell parents all the time, you got to ask them, what are you learning? What did you learn in history? You know, not much I can do in math, but what are you learning in history? What are you learning in social studies? What are you learning, you know, in these kind of classes? Because that's really where you can make a difference, right?
Yeah, yes. I get this all the time when I go out and speak, because I do a lot of speaking to various groups, and I always get the inevitably, I'm always asked, well, what can we do about the young people? Because, you know, my daughter went off to school. You know, we're a conservative family, but she went off to school, and she came back a big liberal. You know, now she's a complete liberal. And I always ask this, did you speak politics in your house when they were growing up? And they're like, no. And you know, I'm like, well, if you're not speaking politics to your children, someone else is. And the chances are, in today's day and age, it's at school, it's at when they go to college, it's from TV. They're getting a leftist liberal point of view. You know, and I always bring up the point. My dad, when we were growing up, there was four of us. My dad, we always had political discussions. You know, just we could just debate things. And we all grew up conservative. And this was growing up in the 70s. So, you know, that was an amazing thing in itself. And then just about my kids and all their cousins, my nieces and nephews, I think just one out of like 22, only one is liberal. The other are all conservatives because it's in our house. They're brought up stuff. And so when I would see something come home from the school, I wouldn't say this is wrong. We would actually talk about it. You know, this is what's going on. This is, you know, just say like, well, what do you think of this? What are they saying? Well, have you, you know, this is really what happened.
Right.
And I would show them. And actually, you know, there came to a point where my son was pissing off his history teacher, getting him mad because my son would go back and challenge the history teacher. And it got to the point where he would start writing something on the board. He would turn to my son and say, do you have a problem with this? You know, and that's how it came. But, you know, if I'm sorry, you know, a lot of this is the state that we're in. We got to put the blame where the blame is. It's on us. And if we're upset over how the younger generation is, we got to look in the mirror.
Yep. I agree.
We are the ones that produce these kids. They aren't from another planet. And they just didn't pop out of nowhere. You know, we allow TV to teach our kids and babysit our kids. You know, daycare, we put them in daycare. You know, during the formative years of these kids, they're with another person. So who values do you think they're getting? They aren't getting yours because they're not with you.
Yep.
You know, and I've always criticized that. And I understand some people have to do that. But I saw a lot of people that financially didn't necessarily have to leave their kids in these places. And I stayed at home. I worked from home when my kids were in elementary school and all this stuff because I wanted, during those years, I wanted them to have the value, my values and my wife's values. I didn't want them to have the daycare provider's values.
Right. And, no, you know, I hear you.
But still, just even at the dinner table, you know, how much time do we talk about or spend with kids on Little League or other sports and stuff and watching a Sunday football game with them? How about taking just a small fraction of that time and talking about something that is significant, that matters, that really going to make a difference in their life? I mean, I always do this with my son. I sit there and say, or his friends, I say, well, what about Steve Garvey? They're like, Steve who? Steve Garvey. Or you know, Rod Carew. Like, who's that? Like, these are the guys when I grew up. And look, you guys don't even know their names. I go, when your kids are going to say, A-Rod who?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, these ball players are insignificant.
and it's true. And some, and frankly, not to overplay it, but some of these people in sports, they're the ones that paved the way for the guys that are coming up today, the guys that are in it today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, especially in hockey. Look at the major changes that been made in hockey because of some of the things that have gone on with these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, just to show the difference between then and now. When I was growing up and we lived in a regular middle-class neighborhood in Anaheim, across the street lived Nolan Ryan.
Wow. Okay.
He was just a normal guy. He helped me one time. My dog ran away. He helped me try to find my dog. Okay. I mean, he was out there mowing his lawn. I mean, it was a normal neighborhood. If you go through it now, you'd be like, really? A professional ball player lived here? But they didn't make money back then like they do now.
No, it's true.
But these guys were normal. I mean, yeah, it was special when he first moved in. After a while, he was just another guy. And my sister used to babysit his son. He was just another guy on the street. And so he was normal. Nowadays, they're held up to be something, you know, almost superhuman.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. And no, I think you're right. But you know, John, I tell people all the time, I'm tired of the excuses. And they're afraid to talk to their kids. They're afraid to put them in a position where they're going to be going against their teacher. I remember my daughter once asking me there were certain things that were going on in science class. She says, you know, I don't believe in this stuff, so I don't know what to do. And I go, you know what? Just start off your sentence with, according to the book. If you start off right. with the sentence with according to the book, there's nothing they can do to you because you're answering it properly. You're answering the question properly according to the book. So I don't know what they could do to you at that point in time. You know, people are afraid. Now, when it comes to history, I tell people all the time, talk to your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephew. Heck, talk to your neighbor's kids when they're hanging out. You know, do you know right. who so-and-so is? Do you know what this is? Do you know about this? The offer to buy them an ice cream. I don't know. Banana split, ice cream, whatever kids want today. Whatever the thing they're chasing. Offer to buy them a Pokemon if they,
yeah.
You know, 5 minutes. I don't know if you've got to pay for that game or what, but there's a dozen different ways to kind of get to these kids and talk with them. We just don't want to do it.
Well, and one of the problem is I think a lot of us are insecure in our own knowledge, you know, because so many of us were brought up with the liberal indoctrination ourselves. I mean, this goes back 50 years. So most of us that graduated in the 80s, 90s, you know, we were brought up. And this is why I wrote my two books, and I hope to write more, is to help give, I do all the research, and give the parents, give the people the history that they can be comfortable and go out and talk on it on an authoritative basis. But mm-hmm. I think we're, you know, a lot of the conservatives, we know it in our hearts, we're right. But sometimes we lacked the ability or the words or the knowledge to tell other people that, to be able to convey that. And I think that's why a lot of people shy away from talking to their kids, or because in a way they are taking on the teacher, and maybe the teacher knows more, then they're going to look bad in their kids' eyes. You know what I mean? So
right.
I think there's quite a bit of that going on, it's kind of a little bit of a, you know, self-conscious or, you know, afraid a little bit of coming across that way.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. All right, so, John, we're coming up on it. So I know that you're right. I know, you know, you've got the books out there. Let's go ahead and give people ways they can get in touch with you, ways they can, you know, just find out more about you and read your writings.
Yeah, my books are at Amazon. You can go John L. Hancock, or you can look under Liberty Inherited or Liberty and Prosperity. I'm redoing my website right now, but you can also follow me where I do most of my work, and my communication is on Facebook. Look at John L. Hancock, and you'll see a guy in a blue shirt in front of a radio mic. That's me, and I send me a friend request, and I accept just about all of them.
Well, I appreciate your time with me, and I love what you write. And people, you know, you got to sit down, you got to learn. There's no way around it. If you don't learn about the history, people are gonna be able to play head games with you forever. So you got to get involved. You got to get engaged, people, or else what are we fighting for, right? Again, thank you, John. Appreciate your time with me tonight.
Thank you.
Yep. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know what? Tell your friends, your loved ones, your non-loved ones, relatives about the show. And you know what? Read the articles on our website, therealside.com. Let the writers know what you think. Comment on them. Tell them if you think they're off. Tell them if you think they're on. But say something. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We are here all week. Hopefully you'll be with us. We'll catch you tomorrow. Still there? You're still there? No, you're gone.